Yes, you are. Whoa. Aren't you a glutton for punishment? It's a John Gurley, Sherry Elliger show. Pick up Sherry now through the door, please. Here she comes. Sherry!
Loved a big girl, 'cause she's warm and juicy and nice.
This is Sherry singing. He loved a big girl.
A full girl, and he wants himself a slice.
Okay. I don't know if we are okay with that. Sherry, stop! Sherry! Time to get to it, Sherry! What is that song you're singing?
Oh, you know, I figured it's a Tuesday. Everybody would want something warm and juicy and nice. So
gotta take it down a little bit, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Right into it. Man, oh man, Boeing cannot catch a break, huh? Boeing does incredibly poorly in the safety inspection. And word comes out that they were using dishwashing liquid for lubrication, or is that okay to use dishwashing? Is it Dawn dishwashing liquid at least? Because I know that cuts through the grease.
Yes. So the people that were using the Dawn dishwashing detergent was actually Spirit AeroSystems, which is the company that produces their fuselages. So what they did was they analyzed 89 aspects of the 737 MAX in the Boeing area and then 13 product audits in the Spirit AeroSystem. What they found was 33 of them failed for Boeing, 7 of them failed for Spirit. One of the things they also did was they used a hotel key to check the door seal. They used Dawn detergent as a lubricant in the fit-up process. I'm not sure what that means. And the only thing that Spirit really said about it was it's just nonconformity, that it's really, you know, the dishwashing thing, it's not that bad. It's just something that you wouldn't normally see. So as a result, the FAA has given them 90 days to fix all this stuff.
So Spirit also makes parts for Airbus. So really it gets down to, it's a gigantic competitive race between Airbus and Boeing. And United has said, you know what, guys, stop on your plane that you're looking at now, with the MAX 10. We might switch over to Airbus. Airbus, in this two-person race that's been going on for years, Airbus is now ahead. They're getting more orders, delivering more planes, and they're basically winning in this regard. Boeing is still behind with the delivery of the planes. They're still dealing with additional issues regarding cash, and they've got to get their stuff in order. I tried to find out who checks Airbus. We know the FAA checks Boeing and the production of those planes. And we also know there's been many stories written about sort of this kind of cute kiss and cousins sort of thing between the people that work in the FAA and then go over to Boeing, or people that go from Boeing over to the FAA, a little wink, wink, nod, nod. Yeah, you're okay. So who's really checking to make sure everything is on the up and up? So there's that part of the story, but then there's the constant race between Boeing and Airbus. So he's looking at the difference between the two, who's selling more, who's getting more orders. And right now it looks like Airbus is picking up more, almost a two-thirds to a third of the orders and delivery of these planes. So, again, let's go back to that famous thing. Joe, remember, who was the guy that said on Joe Rogan, whenever you get bad news, the first word you're supposed to say is?
Joe Mama.
Good. It's David Goggins.
There, David Goggins, yeah. I go to that often. I think of that all the time. So I'm sure when these guys at Boeing are getting the news, they should be like, okay, part of the plane flew off. Okay, good. You know, let's move on from there. And Boeing's other problems, this is according to the New York Times, if you have $90 billion in debt and a plane that your cash cow is grounded because a door flew off, it's a sign that management is not investing in the future, but fighting fires today. So you got to look always down the road. So that's sadly for the people that produce great airplanes and care about their work, like so many people that work at Boeing do. This is just a continuing black eye on top of another black eye.
Yeah, so United told Boeing, you know, stop making the 787 MAX 10s. That certification has been pushed back. They haven't been able to get the certification. And they told them to start building the MAX 9s. The CEO of United said this is not a two-month issue, but a two-decade issue.
Here's what happened, just from what I know from people who are into all this sort of stuff. And I know there's people listening like, you don't know what I'm about. These are the plane geeks, right? That Boeing deciding with the 737 MAX, rather than going with an entirely new design, they call it fresh paper, where they design an entirely new airplane to go with that Airbus, against the Airbus. They said, well, what we'll do is we'll take the basic structure of the 737 that's been around for a long time, and we'll sort of just move the wings back, or we'll put this here or that there, and we'll use the main components of it, and then we'll make changes to that as opposed to a fresh paper plane building from the ground up like Airbus did. Airbus designed one to compete against that 737 and came up with a new one rather than sort of, you know, strapping on and gluing on parts. I mean, I don't mean that in the pejorative, but like come up with a whole new one. But they decided, no, we think we can save money and get this thing out there faster if we just make some configuration changes. So that's what they ended up doing. And now perhaps they're dealing with the loss because of it. There's all your Boeing news, everybody. But the good news is car theft is slightly down in Western Washington. It went from, I don't know, how many were being stolen every single day? It was like 63 a day or something. It's come down.
Yeah, it's gone down a little bit. Yep.
Here's Cairo 7 with some more of the news for us. Cairo.
The Puget Sound Auto Theft Task Force has been targeting individuals specifically believed to be stealing a high volume of vehicles across King and Pierce counties. And they say that several key arrests of the Kia boys may be the reason there's been a slight decrease in auto theft so far this year.
For us, you know, it is a win because we're seeing those numbers decrease. But it's also sad to see that we have so many young people that are ruining their lives.
Sergeant Darren Moss with Pierce County Sheriff's Office tells Cairo 7 that most kids his department catches are normally teens. And while young, it's not the youngest Sergeant Moss has seen.
I think the first one where I knew we had a problem, it was 2 years ago, was a 12-year-old in a stolen car with a stolen firearm, and there were seven other kids in the van with him.
In a recent report, the Puget Sound Auto Theft Task Force says in January, about 62 cars were stolen across Pierce and King counties per day. Last month, that number was down to 52 cars per day. And this slight decrease is believed to be connected to a number of key arrests of Kia boys operating throughout the area, stealing a number of cars on a weekly basis. Now, with the average number of vehicles stolen in February down to 426, Sergeant Moss says there's still a ways to go.
Hopefully, again, we can drop below 300, and that would mean an actual reduction in auto theft crime.
And just last week, Washington state lawmakers also passed an initiative to roll back on some of the current police pursuit laws that they have in place. So this should be going into effect sometime this summer, and law enforcement officials are hopeful that this could potentially have a domino effect, leading to some reductions in numbers for other crimes related to these cars being stolen. We'll see how that goes, but of course, progress to be made. Now, reporting live in Tacoma, I'm Frankie Katafias for Cairo 7 News.
Thank you. Here's from KUOW. There were 631 bookings in juvenile detention in 2023 compared to 416 in 2022. Youth are the only booked in detention if they're accused of serious misdemeanors and felonies. And then they went on to say, you know, they're catching more and putting more in prison, or more catching more anyway, whether they hold them back or not. You always hear that adage, oh, you can't arrest your way out of this. Well, it looks like you can. Catch them. Put him in jail. So here's my bold prediction. You ready?
Yep.
We'll see the numbers go back up again this summer.
Because
they don't, they remember, they want to get rid of the youth jail, right? They want to close that down.
Yes, they do.
And they want more restorative justice. And they want, so what they'll do is they'll send the kids home. They're not in school. Chris Rakedal and the teachers union and the governor, they shut down the schools. So kids got detached from school. They're not following through in truancy laws. They're not fining parents. They're not taking kids. They're not kidding with programs because they feel it's disproportionate and racist. So what will happen is you're going to catch them, release them, send them back out, and they'll go back out, and the numbers will increase during the summer again. You get more kids out there stealing cars because why not? Because nothing bad happens to you. So I think it goes back up unless you add in their factor that now they've changed the law and they're going to allow police to pull people over. So that might mitigate some of it, but I think the numbers will go back up.
Right. I mean, it might very well be that they pull over and arrest people, but if they don't go anywhere except back home or have a, you know, an ankle monitor on them, you're right. There could be a resurgence of this because they're out, they're loose, you know, they're not in school. Lots of time on their hands.
They say about 10,000 kids had gotten disconnected from school when we locked everybody down and sent the kids away from home. So if that's a lot of kids that aren't part of schooling anymore, and that's why you have like a 12-year-old or 13-year-old driving around or going around stealing cars. Remember those kids that got caught? It was like 8:30 in the morning, or 8:30 at night. They both had guns. I think one was 13 and one was 15 or something like that. They ran away from the cops. I was on a Thursday or something. So when you lock the schools down, you sent the kids home, they got the habit or the continuation of them being connected to a school during the day, that got thrown out the window and truancy went up, but they don't enforce truancy anymore. So this is what you end up with. So that's good to see that the numbers are coming down, but because they caught a small group, whether that group is back out again and whether they've learned their lesson, I don't know how they will, but that's my bold prediction. Write that one down, Andrew, with that invisible ink I have you use all the time with my predictions. Okay,
it's in the book.
The book with the loose leaf paper that could easily be removed for some reason if somebody wants to go through and see if any of my predictions are true. Is it that?
Yeah, what book is it in? It's that book. Mm-hmm.
Look it up in the book.
No, don't look it up in the book.
Put that in your book.
No, don't put that in your book. Can we just agree that things are not going in the book? No, don't look it up in the book.
Put that in your book.
Let's not do this on the air. Okay, fine. Put it in the book. Fine. Yeah. What else you got there, Sugar? Because I can't get to my computer because gave me a computer that I don't know how to use. I'm like a caveman trying to work on cold fusion when it comes. Oh, log in. I don't know how to log in. What's your password? I don't know my password. Forgot your password? Go here. Where do I go? I don't know. Oh, I see. It sends my password to a phone that I had 20 years ago. I'm like, I'm sure that person's enjoying all the secret 51 and 47 numbers that are showing up on its phone. I can't do it. I can't get in. I can't do it. I can't do it.
We'll do it live.
Do it live.
Do it live, but I can't. I can't. I can't do it live.
I can't read it. There's no words on it.
I can't read it. There's no code there. It's going to a different phone.
F***ing thing sucks.
Yes. Exactly.
Boy, you and Bill O'Reilly have the same opinions today on something totally different from each other.
I can't see it. I can't do it live.
I can't do it.
Do it live. I'm going to do it. I'll do it. Bill, let me do it. You can't do it. I'll do it. Bill, can you do it? Bill, can you do it?
Bill? I can't do it.
Well, I can't either. All right. Sorry, Sherry. I had to hear that.
That's okay. That's all right. Como News has an article or has a report about the fact that the Seattle Police Department may be in trouble because they're not paying people enough. Even though they're offering the $30,000 bonuses, they are still 15th in pay for entry-level officers. And when they talked to these recruits, they said the pay was a big problem.
Seattle's police chief and other city leaders testified before the city council saying that low pay in the Seattle Police Department is the biggest deterrent right now for recruiting new police officers. The data presented by SPD shows that Seattle lags back in entry-level pay, 15th among Western Washington communities without any sort of raises since January of 2020. According to Police Chief Adrian Diaz, Redmond has the highest starting salary, nearly 20 grand more a year than Seattle. And he says that recruits say that is too big a deterrent to overcome the $30,000 incentives. I asked two of the council members, Public Safety Chair Bob Kettle and Tanya Wu, who both came into office on a campaign platform of improving department conditions, whether that incentive money should be used for something else.
Do you think that's a good use of public money?
Yes, I do think it's good money because it's about achieving results, and these results need to be paired with other efforts. That's the challenge that we've had thus far. They've been in kind of isolation where it's trying to move upstream where you have, you know, other things pushing it downstream.
Do you believe it's a good use of public funds?
I believe in terms of prioritizing public safety, I think it's a good use. It's taking money that's already in the pot and just repurposing to make sure it stays with the department.
The mayor and the council have both signaled that a new labor deal is on the horizon after a tumultuous, to say the least, 4 years here at City Hall. That's the story for now. At Seattle City Hall, I'm Chris Daniels, Como News.
Yeah, so that's a big part of it, Chris Daniels. It's like they haven't gotten a contract in 4 years, right? So when they get a new contract, then they'll be able to figure out to get the numbers up there. But they're working with old numbers and old contracts, so they're competing against everybody else that's offering more money. Because you get great training, you come out, and then you want to go who's ever paying you the most and actually supports you the most, and people go to Kirkland or Bellevue or some other place. But Seattle still has problems because you've got all these people that are watching everything the police do and then charging them, you know, with bias crimes and all this other garbage. So too bad, Seattle. Get your act together and maybe you get some law and order, if that's still allowed to be said. Is law and order a bad thing again?
I don't think law and order has hit the you know, cancel list yet.
Okay. All right. That's a slight disagree with you. I'm sorry. Here we go with the John Curlish, Sherry Elliker show, the teeny tiny lady who's right over there. She has to be the big thumbs up. Hello. Say hi to teeny. Say hi to teeny Sherry.
Hi, teeny.
Please go away.
Oh, I would be glad to, but you're going to go first.
What?
If you didn't understand it the first time, I'm not going to say it again.
I do not get it.
Yeah, I know. Or anything.
Hey, ladies, whoa, come on, cat fight.
It was fine.
Yeah, I know, Teeny, I know. Everything's fine, just real, don't let her, she's doing that, she's just testing you. She's testing you. It's all part of the test. Okay, write to us at mynorthwest.com, although Andrew says no one does, or Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line, 1-888-973-5476. Those of you who want to see me live, sorry, Joe's showing you pictures that I sent to him. I think they're going through on the carousel of photos. I told Joe, I saw this yesterday. I thought, oh, look at this. I do this, and I didn't know anybody else does this, but it was a piece in Medium explaining that if you want to get your day off to a good start, people will do some, most people are fairly repetitive in the morning. They do the same thing all the time because you can't handle a lot of stress. So it's, you're most habitual in the morning. If you think about it, you get up, you do the exact same things because you want everything in the same place because you can't deal with a lot of stress because you're still sort of sleepy, especially with the time, you know, falling back and, oh, that's been horrible. So I do this all the time. It's part of my regular morning routine. When I saw that, oh, look at this. This guy's written it all down. Sherry, see what it says? It says, what's it say? You're supposed to get up in the morning and dance naked every day. That's what it says.
Well, I didn't get the article. All I got was there's audio. John wakes up and dances naked every day.
Okay, let me explain before I play the song. Get up, go downstairs, feed the dogs, let them outside. And then I have a routine because I want to try to get going, start get oxygen to the brain. And I do this. And Nick comes up every once in a while. What are you doing? I'm like, best you don't see this.
So there's no audience, it's just you.
Why would I want an audience to this?
Not everything I do
needs an audience, although I'd appreciate it.
Okay, if you say so.
All right. Imagine me naked.
Oh, okay.
But put black boxes over parts you don't want to see, as long as you're drawing pictures in your mind.
Yeah.
Sherry, a little bigger black box would be appreciated. Sorry. Wait, why are you putting the black box over my face?
Well, you said the things I don't want to see.
Oh.
Oh. All right. And I play this song. The guy gets in there. Bocelli gets in there. Get him in there. Get the guy in there. Andrew. Hey, skip ahead. Here it is. He's going to get good. All right. And then Wish I were naked right now. Yes! Time to and you throw your arms in the air, fingers wide open. Move that black box down a little bit, Sherry, because I'm going spread eagle. Take it up, Andrew. Take it up. Big, deep breath. Close the hands. Get the black box up, Sherry. What are you doing with the black box?
Kind of sold on this idea.
Oh, it's the greatest.
But why didn't you pick a more up-tempo song so you can get your blood running? What will you do to this, a ballet?
Oh, I love that song.
What kind of dance? You like
you are
like
a cold-hearted old Sherry who steals the night, steals the colors from our sight. Red is green and black is white.
What a great song. What are you doing? Like, you're doing some kind of Tai Chi to this? I mean, I would think you would do...
Yeah, you know, I'm not like, you know, Donna Summers or Last Dance or something. Like, this is... I'm a sophisticated man. What can I say?
So you just sort of glide around the room?
Okay, you see what you're doing? You're trying to... No, it's
no, I'm not. Big, I was surprised. Big. I thought it would be some...
All right, okay. You want to hear? I took a year of ballet in college, so I do a little something, a little couple PK turns. I might go into fourth position or fifth position. Rond de jambe, like a couple PK turns, and then, you know, I might do a few leaps or something. I can't remember what those are called. And then I go back around and go in and get into the shower.
That black square is getting a workout.
Steals the colors from our sight. It is green. Green is white. Need an orb that steals the colors from our sight. Our sight. Yes. Is that Moody Blues?
Moody Blues. You were talking about that poet section of the song.
Wow. Yeah. So right. Weird.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any other questions?
I just wondered, did you ever vary it? Do you get tired of that same song every day?
No, I just turn it up louder.
Oh, okay. And what do the dogs do when you're doing your, you know,
well, when strange... I get down on the ground and I do like weird, like, stretches and stuff, they come over and like start jumping on you and licking on you. So I got to stick them in the closet. Which is where I should probably be. Yeah. People think I just came out of the closet. But
at least you're
doing
out of it during that dance segment. I said, at least you're out of it during that dance segment.
I'm serious. You got to get the oxygen to the brain. You got to get going. You got to. There's like a whole breathing thing and everything else that goes with it. I'm telling you. And you should just, you know, you just got to embrace the gratitude.
The gratitude that you're alive.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Your gifts, all your challenges, everything. Embrace the gratitude. Just like be so unbelievably grateful that you're alive.
Right. That's I had a friend that said that when she wakes up every morning, the first thing she says is, thank you for letting me live another day.
That's good. And then what she needs to do is play this song. Would you please, Joe? And you know what I'll do? I'll put her on FaceTime. The two of us can do this together. What's her name?
Brenna.
Brenna. Come on, Brenna. Thank you, Brenna. Now,
Get out of that old nasty sweatshirt and sweatpants. Let's get going, Greta.
She's not like that.
Come with me.
She's very pretty. What? She's not like that. She's very pretty.
All right. Get right out of the sweatshirt and sweatpants. There we go, Greta. Talk about gratitude. Woo! All right.
You put a lot of things on Instagram. Would you be willing, considering, you know, you're naked and all, but there are ways to, you know, work with that. Would you put this maybe on Instagram so people could see your morning routine? Oh, come on.
Yeah, how do you work with that?
Yeah. Well, you could do it behind the couch.
No, because then Joe would have to, like, put the black box on it, and then it would be the unedited video.
So floating around somewhere.
Certain things he doesn't need to see, yeah.
Okay.
Now, most of the Instagram stuff, Joe is slightly responsible for why it goes on the air.
Okay. I understand.
I'll leave it at that.
I just thought if you're an advocate for this kind of behavior, you might want to show an example of it.
No, because then people will be like, I don't need to be commenting and like, oh, look at you. Oh, because you're such in great shape and you're showing off and oh, and you just think you're so special.
So you're worried about the jealousy factor.
Mm.
Yeah, mostly.
A lot of haters out there, Sherry.
I know. Oh, I know it.
All right, so try that tomorrow. Time me up tomorrow, Sherry. I'll FaceTime you when I'm doing it.
Okay. I'll be up. I'm 3 hours ahead of you, so I'll be down there.
All right. Marin? Calling us in for that one.
Why don't you turn yourself
morning
in?
Morning routine that you do? Do it now.
Yeah.
All right, well, I don't know why people still do this, but they got a problem with the American flag, and this kid goes into, it was in Indiana, and well, I'll let the people over there at WCPO, Channel 9.
Wherever 17-year-old Cameron Blazek goes, so does Old Glory.
The flag itself represents this country, this beautiful country that we live in.
He fastened the flag to his truck this summer.
It's very strongly secured in there. I mean, you can't pull that out if you tried.
It abides by the U.S. flag code.
I got pulled aside by my counselor and vice principal, and they told me, hey, you got to remove the flag off the back of your truck. And I kind of looked at him, and I said, no. I said, it's not going to happen. I said, I can't.
Cameron held the line.
Read through East Central's 2023-2024 handbook, and the word flag wasn't even mentioned in the parking lot or driving section. The only section it's mentioned in is the flag twirling section.
The next day at school, others showed up with flags of their own.
There was a huge support group there that believed and stood for the same thing that I did, and I was kind of shocked by that.
That's when the principal sent a letter to parents Friday to, quote, address recent concerns and confusions, writing, I am pleased to inform you that we are allowing the display of the U.S. flag by students in the parking lot. Principal Black clarified to WCPO in an email that there has never been a complaint about the U.S. flag. One literally hangs above the parking lot, and that school administrators decided Friday they would, quote, prohibit other flags if they were determined to be offensive. A social media post about all this went viral.
I was pretty surprised by it that it got so many views and pretty much that it got the attention it did.
There are veterans in this family, and Cameron himself is considering serving.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of him. He stood his ground and stood up for what he believed in.
The American flag has been politicized in recent years. One poll shows 83% of Republicans have a very positive view of the American flag. That number drops to 49% for Democrats.
I think everybody gets offended over something that doesn't mean what everybody says it does. This flag represents our country and the people who died for it and fought for it, and I respect that with my whole heart.
Old Glory, sparking new debate.
The letter from the school went out on Friday afternoon, and the social media post went viral over the weekend. Cameron says it'll be interesting to see what the discussion is like here come Monday. In Dearborn County, Andrew Ryan.
Yeah, so more flags there in Indiana. That is really, isn't that wild? It's, what is it, 47% don't like it? I guess you shouldn't be surprised. These kids are being taught to hate America. America's racist. America's a horrible country. Colonialism, all the other stuff. So we put it on the moon. We raised it at Iwo Jima. It goes up during the national anthem at the Olympics. Let's see. It was the thing that they held up at the 9/11, right after the towers were taken down, the American flag was raised up.
but still 47% of Americans have a, you know, they don't like it. They find it triggering. And in a lot of schools, not in Indiana, but certainly other schools where the indoctrination has really taken full force, they're like, yeah, it's disturbing and triggering for students to see the American flag.
Well, don't they fly the flag in classrooms anymore or at the school? Isn't there a big flagpole outside of the school with a big American flag and then maybe a flag for their town or some other thing?
I don't guess it depends on what the classroom is. Yeah, they used to remember they tried to do that thing. They wanted the kids to get up and do the Pledge of Allegiance, which I'm not such a big fan of. I think it's I pledge allegiance to the flag. It's a little kind of. Make some people like, I don't really want to pledge to a flag. But out of respect for the flag, but if you don't respect the country, if you don't love the country, if you don't care for the country's a horrible place, you know, go somewhere else and then come back and compare some other country to America. And I think you'll see why so many people want to come here. But in Indiana, it holds, and those people, the principal going out there, yeah, you take the flag down. Not allowed to have it on your truck. This has happened a couple of times. Last couple of years, people got upset about the American flag.
Well, yeah, and they're saying if you fly one, like we have one outside of our house, and they're saying that's like a dead giveaway that you're a Trump supporter, and you can't just be patriotic. You have to be labeled by as something else. But isn't that sort of a freedom of expression thing for this kid that wants to put this on his truck? Isn't he allowed to do that?
Schools, the Supreme Court ruled on this, if it's disruptive. It was a bunch of kids that were wearing armbands to protest this, Vietnam War. And it's, if you have, you can express something, but if the school determines that what you're expressing is causing, you know, disturbances, then you can't have it. But kids were told to take their, maybe they had a Make America Great hat on. They weren't allowed to walk around the classrooms with that on. But you could walk around with the Black Lives Matter or gay rights or something else. But they said, no, that's too upsetting for people. So, listen, you demonize the other side, and then you just want to do as much as you possibly can to, you know, crap on all the other stuff that people like the American flag. And I'm going to withhold telling a story, which I've told before, because one, we're out of time, and I don't want to be told to heard it before and move on. Regarding the American flag at a rodeo, I've told the story. I'm not going to do it again. It takes a lot out of me. A rodeo out in Lake Chelan. This guy with this American flag was coming out on the field. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's great stuff.
Well, you may as well tell him now.
Okay, all right, I'll do it. Not now. I'll do it late. Okay, all right. I'll do it late. Thank you.
That's it's like an encore.
Okay. She needs to see a doctor.